Welcome to episode 24 of the Two Song Shot. I'm Craig, and with me is
Josh, and this is the podcast that brings you two songs each episode, songs you may have never heard and songs you've requested we make for you.
Yeah, we've been gone for a while, but to make up for it, we have a fulfilled song request. This one's from Aaron Belcher.
Yeah, Aaron requested a song titled Freedom Poodle and gave us a complete set of lyrics for it. He said he had a riverboat named Freedom Poodle, and out on the Sacramento River, everyone hated him, quote, because fishermen are angry people, and I never really fished. I just had this boat because I liked being out in the river, and fisher folk don't trust people with fishing boats that do not fish.
He's right.
Are you familiar with this hatred?
It happens. But for his musical style, he wrote, I was thinking Frank Black's Calistan meets the theme from Gilligan's Island, but, well, I'm unwell in the head. Let's hear what the New Old Men did with Aaron's request.
This song executive produced by Aaron Belcher.
Nelson, the freedom poodle, wished to be understood. Nelson, the freedom poodle, always would be good. He didn't eat French fries or play the French horn. He wouldn't wear a French letter, he said, when born. Nelson had French doors, the best in his neighborhood.
Freedom, freedom, poodle, giving on a wing.
You could definitely hear the Frank Black.
Yeah, I wanted more solo Frank Black in there than Pixies, though, but I kept just doing Pixies things on top of the bass that Carl made just because I love the Pixies so. I love Frank Black, too, but yeah. And I also had plans to add some actual blatant Gilligan's Island elements, but I just ran out of time. So, Aaron, hopefully you can still enjoy the realization of Freedom Poodle that we came up with, even if we didn't fit all of that stuff in.
Well, but what Aaron might not have been able to hear is that that was actually recorded on a hi-fi made of coconuts.
That's right. I forgot. That's right. We totally justified that part of the request that way. Just like Aaron, you can have a song custom made to your request. Go to twosongshot.com and click on the request a custom song link.
All right. Now, on weeks that we don't have sub brilliant news, we bring you
music trivia.
On December 15th in 1998, Backstreet Boys roadie Michael Barrett filed a $3 million lawsuit against the group, claiming damages after a 50-pound cannon fell on his head during a show.
First off, I guess I had no idea what the Backstreet Boys were really up to.
That's true. I don't picture, when I imagine the Backstreet Boys and their stage show, as wonderful as it may be in other ways, I don't usually imagine it having a setting involving a cannon, you know, a 50-pound cannon. So I'm wondering, was it a Pirates of the Penzance kind of, you know, tribute they were doing that had, you know?
I thought, you didn't hear their smash hit back in 1812?
Maybe they have a whole Victorian themed or pre-Victorian themed concept album that I really need to dig into, and just, I never
oh, so that's why they tanked.
That's right. The Alan Parsons produced and written masterpiece that failed them, even though it's artistically brilliant. So I can't wait to hear that.
Boy, Groove Shark, here I come. And if you want more music trivia, go ahead and head on over to thisdayinmusic.com. Now let's get our 8-bit on with Master Invasion by Capcom Namco. I'm such a sucker for 8-bit techno. Like, it's insane. Back in college, I think it was the Pomona Colleges or the Pitzer Colleges, their radio station from midnight till 2 a.m. on Saturdays would just play the stuff like crazy. So I'd be getting off work, blasting over to a party or something like that with that music just blaring. I'd get there and immediately commandeer whatever like sound system I could to like keep it going. It was often met with like a couple minutes of, oh yeah, this is great. And then it would end up back to like Ice Cube or something.
Yeah, I never had a phase like that, but it's weird. I've only recently been getting into the 8-bit stuff, and I love songs like, well, I love this song especially because it immediately makes me think of playing an actual video game. Like, I start imagining a video game that doesn't exist. I start inventing it as I listen to that, because it just brings up pictures of like, oh, okay, here's the boss battle, and here's where, totally, you know, all the sprites, absolutely, will be, you know, screaming past me as I fight them. So, yeah, it just has a great feel to it. But
Have you ever heard Rat-a-Tat?
I have. I've listened to just a few songs. I haven't listened to like a full album or anything.
They do a really good job of taking the soul of 8-bit techno and really turning it into full-fledged music.
Okay. I'll have to check that out then.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Okay, that was another song off of the Cosmic compilation album from the 8081 Net label from Russia, and I've featured them several times before because I love that 8-bit stuff they put out. And I'll put those links in our show notes at twosongshot.com.
Perfect. Well, hey, this is going to be our one episode for December, but starting January, we'll be on a 2-episode-per-month schedule.
So get those song requests in, and we'll see you in the new year.
Auld Lang Syne.
Bye.
Let's do this.
All right, let's do this thing. I think that we should use that as our new theme music. So I'll just...
Did you get it?
Yeah, it's recorded.
Perfect. Do that. That's our alert. That's our...
Crap is coming your way.